The Medical Witness by Richard Gordon. This book is produced by RNIB.
RNIB, supporting blind and partially sighted people.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Chapter 1. It was cold, even for that particularly bleak April, the sun rising behind a mist like muslin over the London rooftops. In his bowler hat and his overcoat with the brown fur collar, carrying his bag as usual, Rumbelow made his way across the street from the tube station. He often travelled by underground. He had never learned to drive a car, and though he could have found a taxi, he was inclined to be mean, on the excuse that no career lasted forever, and it was prudent to care for the future. It was still before 7, the other passengers in the lift, all men scattering to their work. He had only a few hundred yards to walk. As he expected, a crowd of 50 or so had gathered on the pavement, many of them in black. He supposed they could hardly miss recognizing him. Ignoring their stares, he pressed the bell. The wicket gate opened at once. It was a morning. They were expecting visitors. In an office with a gas fire roaring throatily in the corner, he uncapped his fountain pen, and with a gesture...